If the age of the Earth is 4.5 billion years, what should be the ratio of lead-206 to uranium-238 in a uranium-bearing rock as old as the Earth? Okay, so what we want to do is to find the ratio of lead-206 to uranium-238 in a uranium-bearing rock as old as the Earth. And we're told that is 4.5 billion years. Well, you remember that what happens is uranium-238 decays through a series of intervening nuclei and finally ends up with lead-206. Lead-206 is stable, but all the other nuclei in between are unstable and they decay. The longest half-life in this whole series is that of uranium, which has a half-life of 4.468 times 10 to the ninth years. And I got that half-life out of the appendix. So when you're thinking about this, you can almost ignore all the nuclei in between and just center on uranium-238 and lead-206. So the number of uranium-238 nuclei then is the original number, n sub 0, and that's 4.5 billion years ago, times the radioactive k exponent e to the minus lambda t. So now we're going to assume that the number of lead-206 nuclei is simply the number of uranium nuclei that we started with 4.5 billion years ago minus the number of uranium-238 nuclei that we have now. So this is going to be n sub 0 times 1 minus e to the minus lambda t. So we're going to ignore all the nuclei in between. And that's a pretty good assumption because they decay fairly quickly to lead-206. This is by far the longest half-life. And so there are a few of them in here, but they're going to pale in comparison beside the number of uranium-238 nuclei we have now and the lead-206 that are in the uranium-bearing rock that result from that decay process. Okay, so what we want to do then is to take the ratio, and let's call it R prime, of lead-206 over uranium-238. And we can do that because we calculated what these values are here. So this one is n sub 0 times 1 minus e to the minus lambda t over n sub 0 e to the minus lambda t. Well, the n sub zeros are going to cancel out. Now we can divide this term into 1. We get e to the lambda t. And we divide that term into e minus lambda t, and we get 1. So we have a minus sign in between. So that's the ratio. So now let's go ahead and calculate what we need. So we need to know the decay constant, lambda. We know t, that was 4.5 billion years. So the decay constant is going to be logarithm of 2 over the half-life, that's 0.693 over 4.468 times 10 to the ninth years. And if you divide that, you get 1.551 times 10 to the minus 10 inverse years. And I'm going to leave this in years because we know we have the time in years, and so we don't need to change both of them to seconds. So let's now take the ratio. So we have R prime equal, and let me just take the exponent here. So we're going to have lambda, which is 1.551 times 10 to the minus 10 inverse years, times the time, which remember is 4.5 billion years, or 4.5 times 10 to the ninth years, minus 1. And if you multiply this, you get 2.01 minus 1 equal 1.01. So in fact, the ratio is almost exactly 1. So there's I mean, this has been so long, even, well, this is about the half-life is just about exactly the same as the age of the Earth, 4.5. You would expect that about half of the uranium-238 has already decayed to lead-206. So in fact, we now have about equal amounts of both of them. And that's what this calculation that we just did says.